ক্ষেত্র দেখে তার স্বরূপ প্রকাশ গোপ গোপীর সঙ্গে তাহা কৃষ্ণের বিরাট। The eyes of Lord of Godhead, one can see its real identity as the place where Lord Krishna performs his pastimes with the cowherd boys and cowherd girls. The pastimes of Krishna are eternal. You understand? These are transcendental pastimes as well as eternal pastimes. Always going on. Those who are fortunate enough to be endowed with such vision, such eye, transcendental eye, they can see it. You understand? Premanjana Surita Bhakti Vilotanena Santa Sadeva Hudesu Vilokayam. জন শ্যাম সুন্দর মতিকে গুণ স্বরূপ গোবিন্দ আদ মঙ্গলান সঙ্গীত আছে কৃষ্ণ extraordinary beauty of Krishna, Shyam Sundar Rupa. You understand? Brahma Sangita says, Premanjana Surita Bhakti Virochan, those who have endowed with such vision, those who have near that Premanjana ointment of love of Krishna in their eyes, they always see the extraordinary beauty of Lord Krishna as well as transcendental pastimes of Krishna everywhere, within and without. And that is, Krishna's only pastime is they perform the pastimes our boys and cows down in that transcendental abode. The only pastime. You understand? He's always engaged in transcendental play, kriya, with the cowherd boys and cowherd girls. The only pastime of Krishna. You understand? But question may be raised. When that Krishna appears here, descends here, in this material world, the dham, that Mathura dham and Vrindavan dham, then we find that, you see, the dham here, in Uttar Pradesh, Mathura district. In previous verses, it is mentioned that those dhams are also transcendental dhams. That Krishna has manifested transcendental pastimes with the cowherd boys and cowherd girls. কবে শুদ্ধ হবে মন কবে আমার হেরব শ্রী কম মাই হার্ট উইল বি ক্লিন মেটেরিয়াল দাস my mind will be purified and there will be one thought only, thought of Krishna. Then I can see real Vrindavan. Otherwise, I cannot see real Vrindavan. Though I go at Vrindavan in Mathura district, but I cannot see the real form of that transcendental form. Where Krishna, the eternal pastime, is being performed always. I can see. Many people go there, performing pilgrimage. Do they see real form of that transcendental form? And do they see the transcendental pastimes of Krishna? With the cowherd boys and cowherd girls there? Yes. Because they have no sujita. Their heart is not clear. In their heart, there are many, like great heaps, like Himalaya mountain, heap of material dust accumulated. So how can they see? They can't see. First thing is, clear heart, cleanse your heart first. Then you can see Krishna. Everywhere! Everywhere! You understand? In other words, I must say, if you can develop your devotion, or if you can become a pure devotee, you will be always in that transcendental dham Vrindavan, wherever you may be, apparently. The pure devotee is always in Vrindavan, because he is always in Krishna. He has developed that love, and he has endowed with such vision, and he is always engaged in his loving service. That Krishna is always in you. Where there is Krishna, where there is pure devotee, there is Krishna, there is Dham, Vrindavan. You understand? So, one should be endowed with vision of God. And how can one get that vision? Srinadhan Sopata Krishna, Punya, Savana Kirtana, Nastohi Avadrani, Ijunuti, Sat Satam, Srimad-Bhārata-Sūtra. It is only by hearing. Sudhigatam, Sthāne-Sthita, Sudhigatam, Tanumam, Anobhīv, Javprāyaso, Ajīta-Jīta, Sthri-Lokhyāna. Jnani prayaso dopasya namanta eva jivanti sammukharidhan bhodiya vatan sthane sthita sudhigatan tanvang manobhe ya prayaso ajita jita staya pistri lokya. You understand? Varsin srimad bhagavata. You understand? Brahmasya, Brahma statement. Only Brahma says, if someone can do only hearing, nothing else, no other, only hearing, in whatever position you are, sthane sthita. You may be a brahmachari or grihastha, or a vanaprastha or sannyasi, in whatever position you are, no need of changing the position. You understand? But one thing, sthane sthita sudhigatam tanvang manobhir jo praya svajita jita sthaisthiva Krishna. You understand? You only hear this transcendental pastimes of Krishna. You understand? From lips of a pure devotee. Then you will be able to conquer that ajita who is unconquered. Krishna is known as ajita, unconquered. You understand? But one constantly hears, only does one thing, is a poor, only one thing, only constantly hears love and agenda. From faith, he develops that faith. You understand? And heart becomes cleansed of all dark. When he sees Krishna, and this transcendental pastimes is all extraordinary beauty of Krishna. Kandar Pukhati Kamaniya. You understand? They can see. And he becomes so powerful that he can even conquer that Ajita, unconquered, who is unconquered Krishna. Yes, that says. So, here now describe about the extraordinary beauty and beautiful form of Krishna, Ajita. Those who have seen Krishna, they have given description. You understand? They are authorities and should accept it. Kaviraj Goswami is a bona fide authority. He's a great devotee of Krishna. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Therefore, people write such śāstra, arkātra, caitanya-caritāmṛta. You understand? That he has given description of how Krishna, how is he, what is his form, how he looks, how beautiful he is. You understand? Krishna rajo deko khela sarbhuta mo narolila.
Krishna rajo deko khela sarbhuta mo narolila.
Narabhu bharo sarupo. স্নেহের যতক খেলা সর্বোত্তম নরলীলা নরবপু তাহার স্বরূপ গোপবেশ বেণুকর নবকিশোর নটবর নরলীলা হয় অনুরূপ। কৃষ্ণ হ্যাজ ইনিউমারেবল ইনকার্নেশন, হি হ্যাজ ম্যানিফেস্টেড হিমসেলফ ইন ইনিউমারেবল ফর্মস। So, in innumerable forms, he has manifested innumerable pastimes also. Isn't it? Here, Kapadasa Goswami speaks of his Om Dham, Gokul Dham, Vrindavan Dham, and Leela. When Krishna performs the pastimes with the cover boys and cover girls, only first time. So that is known as Gokul Leela. You understand? In Parabrahma, in spiritual sky, Krishna has innumerable expansions. You understand? Dasdeva Sankarsana, Quadrupu, Aniruddha, Pradyumna, quadruple expansions. There, he also manifests some leela. What is that leela? This is Gokul Leela. What is that Leela? Parabrahma Leela. Note it down. You understand? That known as Parabrahma Leela. You understand? Then Krishna three Purushavataras. Karana Navasai, Garbhodakasai, Rāpti-sāti. There also, he manifests leela. What is that leela? Spurusāvatāra leela. You understand? And Krishna's innumerable incarnation, avatārāji, asaṅkhya, as mastya, kurma, so many, incarnation. Thereby also he manifests many leelas. What do you call them? Leelas. Avatara leela. That is avatara leela. You understand? And Brahma, Shiva, Lord Brahma and Lord Shiva, they are also guna avatara. Thereby Krishna also manifests some leela. What is that leela? Gunavatara leela. You understand? We call it Gunavatara leela. There are many empowered incarnations. Shaktyavesha avatara. You understand? Like Prithu, Vyasa, etc. Thereby some leela are also manifested. What is that leela? Aveshavatara leela. You understand? Krishna is always present in everybody's heart as Paramatma. Isn't it? Sarvasyatāṁ kṛdiṣaṁ jñānaṁ apahanaṁ ca. Thereby he also manifests some leela. What is that leela? Paramatma leela. You understand? And for jnanis, Krishna is an impersonal Brahman effulgence. Isn't it? So those jnanis, they see some leelas also. What is that leela? Nirvishesh Brahman leela. You understand? Saman leela. Krishna jato ko khela sarvottama noro leela. Kabiraj Krishna. Out of all these leelas, best leela, best of the leelas is noro leela. Nara means human form, human form, human pastime. Do you understand? That is the best, sarvashreshtha. And what is the real form of Krishna? Is Gopabesha Narabapu Tahara Surpa. Gopabesha Venukara Nagakishara Nartavya. Nara Leela Poya. This is the form, real form. Narabapu, his body is like that of a human body, pensant, not other body. That body is transcendental, or material body. And is always a flute in his hand, venu hosto, is always young, never grows old, not kishore, always new, fresh, young. And notable, notable. Noto means dancer, you see. Famous dancer, notable. Goku Besha is cowherd boy, you understand? The dress of a cowherd boy. Yeah, that is a real form. That is Gopavesa Venu Kara Nava Kisana Kapala Nalo Naro Vidara Paya. This is all. Hey Prabhu, Lidas. Human form. You understand? That is Krishna. Then Chaitanya, compiler of Chaitanya Chaitanya Kaum. Kaviraj Goswami writes, কৃষ্ণের মধুর রূপ সুন সনাতন যে রূপের এক কোণ গোবায় সব ত্রিভুবন Sanatana Goswami, you understand? Krishna himself gives description of his own dham, pastime, own beauty. You understand? In the form of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu says, O Sanatana Goswami, you listen. The beautiful form, or beautiful form of Krishna. Je rupar eko kono, means a particle. You understand? A particle of that transcendental beauty. If that transcendental beauty will be a great ocean, like a great ocean, and particle, you see. A particle of that beauty can inundate three worlds and attract all living entities, all types of living entities. You understand? So what do you mean by tribhuvana, three worlds?
Upper and middle and lower planetary systems. Or material world, Pravaloka and spiritual world. I've heard two descriptions.
Three descriptions. Two.
I've heard two descriptions.
And are those two descriptions?
In this material world, upper, middle and lower planetary system.
Upper, lower and middle planetary systems. And?
And then spiritual world, Brahmaloka and material world.
Spiritual world, Brahman effulgence. Material world, you only have these things. Some others are there. Tribhuvana means Gokul Mathura Dwaraka, in one sense. You understand? Gokul Mathura Dwaraka, spiritual world. Gokul is, you understand, Antapura, inside palace. Gokul, Golok Vrindava. And the middle is then outside that is known as Madhyamavasa, that is Parabrahma, spiritual sky. And then outside of spiritual sky, material manifestation, that is Devidham. You understand? That's Bhayabhasa. You understand? Typical word. So, one particle of that beauty, of extraordinary beauty of Krishna, can inundate all three worlds, all these types, form of description of freedom. And also, it attracts all the living entities in those three worlds, three men. Then yoga maya chit shakti visuddha satya parinati tar shakti loke dekhai ho ei rupo ratana bhakta ganer gudha dhana prakat kaila nitya lila hoite rupo dekhi apnar krishner hoilo chamatkar aswadite mone uthe kam saubhagya so saubhagya dharana সৌন্দর্যাদি গুণগ্রাম এই রূপ নিত্য তার আম যোগমায়া শক্তি শুদ্ধ সত্য পরিণতি তার শক্তি লোকে দেখাইবে এই রূপ রতন ভক্ত গণের গুড় ধন প্রকট কইলা নিত্য লীলা রূপ দেখি আপনার কৃষ্ণর হইল চমৎকার আশা দিতে মনে ঠিকা সৌভাগ্য তার নাম সৌন্দর্য আদি গুণ গ্রাম এই রূপ নিত্য তার নাম দ্যাট মিন্স কৃষ্ণাস ফর্ম ইজ সো বিউটিফুল extraordinarily beautiful. You understand? Even Krishna himself is attracted towards it. You understand? Krishna is unlimitedly full with six opulences. You know what are those six opulences?
Wealth, strength, fame, beauty, renunciation, and intelligence.
And?
Intelligence.
Intelligence. Very intelligent. Nonsense. Our beauty, saundarya, our knowledge.
Knowledge is the same thing. I've heard it, intelligence, knowledge.
Knowledge, nonsense. You understand? Satchidananda. Satchit, just being full of knowledge. All opulence. Our strength, you understand? Our fame, our renunciation. These are six types of opulences. Krishna is unlimitedly full of these six opulences. You understand? That Krishna is, form is so beautiful that Krishna himself is attracted to us. How to speak about that? Understand? And his dham is also as beautiful as this, as his own beauty. Understand? That is clear. Then, right, Yuvraj Goswami. भूषण भूषण अंग ताहे लोली त्रिभंग
भूषण भूषण अंग ताहे लोली त्रिभंग
ताहारो परो गुण तनो তাহার উপর নেরছে নিতান্ত বাণ তার দৃঢ় সন্ধান ভূষণ অঙ্গ তাহে ললিত ত্রিভঙ্গ তাহার উপর ভূধন বেরোচ্ছে নেত্রান্ত বাণ তার দৃঢ় সন্ধান মিললে রাধা গোপী গণমেন্টস beauty of the body. But Krishna never needs any ornament. So beautiful. His body is so beautiful. If some ornament should be decorated there, put on there, his beautiful body. You understand? His beautiful body will enhance the beauty of the ornaments. The ornaments cannot enhance the beauty of his body. The reverse. You understand? So beautiful body. In spite of that, and how is Krishna's form? Tribhangata. Threefold. You understand? In three places, it is crooked. Krishna is never straight. A crooked. Do you understand? A crooked person. Do you understand? A very, very crooked person. Never simple, straight. No straight. As a very, very crooked person. Three curves. Where are those curves? First curve, second curve, and third curve?
Waist.
First curve, waist.
Feet.
First curve is there. Yes. Then, second curve is?
Knees.
Just. You understand? Then third curve is? The mouth, face. You understand? You don't know. You have not seen Krishna. Have you seen Krishna? You have not seen Krishna. Have you seen? No. You cannot give the right description. How can you see? There's three cars. You understand? And it is very beautiful. Extraordinarily beautiful. Such a crooked person. This looks so beautiful. Three cars. Because it's transcendental. In spite of all these, then the eye, with eyebrows, more than that. This eyebrow is like a bow, you see. A bow. Then his glance there. Bow means there must be arrow. One is the archer. Famous archer, Arjuna, you see. He has his Gandiva bow. And he has arrows also. He shoots arrows. So he, Krishna's eyebrow is bow. Then this is bow. Then which is the arrow? There.
I.
Glance. Not straight glance. It's all crooked glance. You understand? The arrow is not straight. But this arrow there in that bow is not straight. It's crooked. Good job. You see? Because Krishna is all crooked. And that's very beautiful also. Then arrow must be soft. You understand? To whom he shoots this arrow? Tell me?
Radharani
and gopis. Yes. To their mind. Arrow is shot to their mind. Of Radharani and gopis. You understand? This is a beautiful description. So many descriptions are there. This Chaitanya Charitamrita, compiler of Chaitanya Charitamrita, Kaviraj Goswami, give nice description. Understand? Brahmando pari parabhyo man tajeso rupa gana Brahmando pari parabhyo tasavare bole hari man পরব্যম তা যে স্বরূপ মন তা সবারে বলে হরে মন অতিব্রতা শিরোমণি যারে কহে বেদবান আকর্ষ সেই লক্ষ্মী কৃষ্ণার ফর্ম ইজ সো বিউটিফুল এক্সট্রাঅর্ডিনারিলি বিউটিফুল হোয়াট টু স্পিক অফ দিস মেটেরিয়াল ওয়ার্ল্ড অ্যান্ড লিভিং এন্টিটি ইজ ইন ইট অ্যান্ড দি ডেমিগডস and above, material world, there is spiritual sky, and that spiritual sky, there are innumerable Vaikuntha lokas, and there are innumerable Narayana or Vishnu forms of Krishna in Vaikuntha lokas. You understand? And Krishna's extraordinary beauty also attracts their mind, minds of the Vishnu form. You understand? And the Lakshmis are there also, with the Narayana, isn't it? Lakshmi Sadasasva Samrama, Sevyamanam, Govindam Adhikamsam. Thousands of thousands of Lakshmis are Krishna. Because those Lakshmis were attracted towards the beauty of that Krishna. Yes. So they serve it. And Veda says, and those Lakshmis are just ladies, Krishna jewel of the just lady, for the professional. Still, they are attracted to us. The beauty of Krishna. Thereby they are endangering their chastity and their devotion. Bhati Pratya to us, their husband. You understand? Krishna is so good. Yes, Krishna.